You know, we can master casting cares. I mean, we can master that. We can get so good at casting cares over on the Lord till we're living a carefree. I live a carefree life. I'm just being honest with you. You can master it. I'm not telling you something that I don't do. You know, God's word works. God's word is real. Jesus is real. And Jesus said, go ahead and start it, Beth, because I'm already preaching. But the title is Believe God to Increase. You know, and I've been labeled a prosperity preacher and all kinds of stuff. I've been called a lot. I was called a lot before I got saved, Mac. So I was used to it. You know, hallelujah. But there's one thing that I realized that Satan does. And according to John 10:10, it says Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Now you just think about those three things. You know, steal is take another person's property without permission. He wants to steal my faith without my permission. Just tear a line down, your son, right before church or whatever. It don't matter what it is, you know. And kill, to put an end to or cause the failure or defeat of somebody. You know, that's what kill means. He wants you defeated. He don't want you believing God for anything. I mean, you know, and people have told me, well, you know, you just got to go after God. You just got to go after God. Believing God is going after God. Believing Him to increase. I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about everything. They told me I couldn't. People told me out there because of their experience that I couldn't make money off of cows. And I've made money off of cows ever since I got cows. There's a difference. We have the favor of God on our life. We have an advantage that sinners don't have and unbelieving Christians don't have. You can be a Christian and unbelieving. You can just lay down and just, you're born again and miss out on a lot of stuff. Glory, the glory of God here. No matter where you are at, God can increase you. God will increase you if you will let Him. You know, I preach it and I'm in a place in my life where I would have to get tired of having victory. You know, I just have to get tired of it and quit fighting the good fight. I mean, to lose, I would just have to get tired of winning. Amen. But you know what? But back before I was winning in a lot of stuff, I had to take God at His word that I would be what He says I am. I didn't feel like it. It didn't look like it. And people didn't sound like it. I've been hearing some good stuff about Johnny. Yeah. Right. Well, the Bible says, let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. You know, and a lot of times we don't see what people see because faith, I'm going to show you where faithful men will abound in the blessing. He'll reward you for shutting that down on Wednesday night and coming to this house and putting Him first. He will increase you just because of Wednesday night. A faithful man shall abound in blessing. Live in it. Hallelujah. You got to believe God. Let me tell you something. Satan is all the time giving you and telling you and the world and people around you with their experience that things are bad. You're not going to make it. You're no good. You ain't prayed enough. You ain't blah, blah. All he's trying to do is get you to focus your focus off of God. I heard this about Johnny. You know, I heard this about Johnny, and I like that, you know, because I do it myself. If you ask Johnny something, Johnny will say, well, what does the word say? Or he'll say, the word says. Or he'll say, the word. Somebody told me one time, they said, are there anything else you can think about or say other than what does the word say? But you know what, Johnny, I'm a very prosperous, strong, never discouraged, never, never, no matter what's going on, you know, because of that stance you take on God's word causes you to be strong, because that's what God is saying about you. God calls you the head, not the tail. He calls you a king and a priest unto God. He calls you more than a conqueror, more than. He calls you the head, not the tail. He says you will lend and not borrow. And I picked it up. He didn't say I had to. Praise the Lord. Because they'll use it on you. Well, God said you had to loan if you had the money. God didn't say that. People say all the time, Christians in churches, they say, well, you know, money is the root of all evil. And that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the love, if I love money, love of money is the root of all evil. It don't say money is. Money is neutral. And God wants you to have it, Mac. He wants you to be able to buy me something. Not me, but you can. Buy me a Harley. I'm just... I'm just liable to give you a Harley if I got one. Wanna? Or four-wheelers. I don't know what I've gave y'all. Anyways. If I would have stayed down there where Satan wanted me to stay, I would not have gave y'all anything. Because I would just been a good Christian in love with Jesus and not have anything to do anything about the kingdom. Church, you know, I'm a giver. I purpose to be a giver. God will increase. I go around saying, I will never be broke again another day in my life. I was broke when I started saying that. And I was saying that based on the word of God that says, I am the head, not the tail. So I took that saying on and I said, I will never. And I've had to have that confession over this church. You can't break this church financially. This church will never be broke. This church will have everything that it needs. I got all that out of that Bible. You're living in the house because of that Bible. Me too. Me too. Hallelujah. And you know what? If you get to where you're not in lack, don't you forget where you came from. Don't you forget where you didn't have money to pay nothing, where you didn't have all that, and he will just keep increasing you more and more and more. Amen. You might have trouble at home. You might have trouble. But look, I thought about the scripture this afternoon. In 1 John 5:4, I believe it is. No, that's not it. He said, beloved, the scripture says, beloved, I wish that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I had this thought, what's your soul? It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I thought, well, how do your soul prosper? Well, I'm helping your soul prosper right now by telling you what God's word says. And when you get in there and you meditate on that, what that word says about you and your body and your kids and your finances and your marriage, your soul is prospering. That's how you prosper your soul, your mind, your will. You renew your mind to God's word. See, I came out of a big family that was brought up in poverty. You know, the Salvation Army down there, we got to go once a month and get clothes and a little bit of food. Now, that was like Christmas every month, you know, and everything. So when I get up 20-something years old, I had that mindset. The only thing, if I'm ever going to have anything, you know, I'm going to have to steal it or something. I know that's dumb. But that's that thief. You working through me. I'd steal your radio, whatever. That's him working. I'm yielding to him. Well, I had that mindset. And the first thing that I started learning from them prosperity preachers, they call them, is I need to renew my mind to the Word of God. And I even had some down in my arena that told me some, several, you know, one especially, you know, you'll get brainwashed. That was a tactic of Satan, trying to get me not to get in the Word. That's a way, you know, but I come back and I thought, well, my life was in such a mess, maybe I need my brainwashed. I need my mind cleaned out, man. You know, it's had my life in a mess. Well, in other words, I cast that off. That's what men's doctrine does for you. I've heard it over and over and over. Well, I believe the Word means this. I believe the Word means this. Well, everybody, they say, well, everybody gets a different revelation out of the Word. They don't. God enlightens you as you grow. Hey, there's no new revelation. People hunt new revelation. I've been 1 Peter 5:7 and things for 30 years, and I don't need nothing else. I give Teresa to the Lord, and I still got her 40 years later. Hallelujah. She's one of my trophies. Travis is the trophy sitting up there. He could be in prison over there. He probably would have, you know. Them grandbabies, they're trophies sitting in the house of God tonight. Hallelujah. We got a book, and it has, you read stories in the book and ask questions after it about the Bible, and we're all sitting last night because I got the grandkids, and we're reading that. I read too, and we ask questions, and they getting it. It's all Bible stuff about Joseph and slavery and different things. What's happening? Their mind is being renewed to the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know Samantha's real good at it. She challenged them to know their scriptures and all of that stuff, you know. And that's one thing over there at the church over there, which my mind had to get out of being an evangelist. You know, because they wanted me to teach the youth. And I got bragged on. One of the youth is one of the pillars in that church up there right now that does teaching. She actually preached Wednesday night. Her name is Jenny. She was Dennis's daughter. And here she is up there. But when I went in there, I was like, man, how do I teach teenagers? And I heard Joyce Myers. People say women can't preach. Well, you won't glean off of it. God can call whoever he wants. They're all through the Bible, women ministers. Hallelujah. They're all through the Bible. They actually gave more than men in the Bible. They backed up Paul's ministry and all of that. And they say the disciples and all of that, they were poor. There's nowhere in that Bible says them guys was poor. Paul was supplied and had people traveling with him. But anyways, the Lord spoke to Joyce Myers when wanting her to do something with the youth. And about that time, I'm in that thinking, you know, I'm an evangelist. I go to the churches, you know, and all of that. And she said she went to where a youth thing, she'd do it, a big youth thing. And she asked the Lord, she said, Lord, what do I preach to the youth? He said, my word. See, the preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation and everything. He said, receive the word, the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. That's how powerful God's word is. God's word will take you from thinking you can never do anything to thinking I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I can come out of poverty that my family lived in, but God, I did it. I defeated poverty through Jesus Christ. I came through Jesus Christ, give my heart to Jesus Christ, and God's word, I mean, I'm reading it, and Paul is talking to Timothy, and he tells Timothy, he says, do the work of an evangelist. And when I read that, it hit me on the inside. I'm an evangelist. Nobody told me I was or nothing, man. I'm a preacher. I had in my heart that I'm a preacher. And I thought, I'm an evangelist. That's what it is. I'm an evangelist. So I sat out with that in my heart. And then I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you've anointed me to be an evangelist. Now I'm drawing my strength from the Lord, relying on the Lord, cause of his word. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You know, I heard that most of my, about 5 or 6 years, I heard that in a negative manner. I heard that scripture in a negative manner. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And they would always bring bad stuff in. And one day God spoke to me. He said, that scripture's good. And I thought, it's good? I thought, oh, if I sow love, I get love. If I sow goodness, I get goodness. If I sow money, I get money. Be not deceived. Don't let people mess you up, in other words. Don't let people in your mind mess you up, in other words. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so if you sow finances into the king, you got a purpose to be a giver. And break that poverty mentality. That's how you break it. And when you get money, God brings it into you, you tell it. I own you, you don't own me. You don't tell me what to buy, when to buy. I tell you what from in here, what I'm going to do. You live from within. You don't live from without. You don't even go by what pressuring you to that you think you need. Because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You put God's stuff first. Purpose to be a giver like God. I mean, John 3:16, they think that that's just, you know, for a get saved message. But it ain't. God wanted a harvest and He did what? Gave. Right? That became real to me while somebody was preaching on salvation. God just quickened me. He said, yes, I did. He said, I loved you so much that I gave my only son on the cross that you could prosper. That you could prosper in life, prosper in your marriage. See, sow goodness. Don't sow seeds of discouragement into your life. I'll never be nobody. Things will never change. If I had a different job, your identity is not in where you work. It's not in who's over you, who's under you. It's not in your place. Listen, your identity is in Christ Jesus, and He can prosper you right where you at, even if somebody is trying to keep you down. I'm telling you right now, there's nobody that can stop God in your life. If you like Richard, you cast those cares. Don't just do it at church. Buddy, when it tries to come back out and get you, cast it off. And look, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, this company called me up, and they was about a year or more behind on garage doors. They build buildings and all of that. Wanted me to take on that, you know. So I thought, man, this is opportunity. And so, anyways, I took it on and didn't realize that they bought doors from the same company that I buy doors from. And so this other one that I'm subbing for 17 years, they buy doors, he buys the same doors I buy at that time. And so the company up there that we went in there, they know nothing about doors. They don't even know stock mold, what it is. All they do is unload the truck. They don't even know how to check it off and nothing, you know, and unload the doors and sign it and gone. And they got doors piled out there to glory, you know. And we just getting tickets. And so we're running into all kinds of trouble. I'm talking about way off job trouble. Cost you money trouble. I mean, we're running through all of that, praise God, you know. And so I'm calling the company when something's wrong with this company. I'm calling and dealing with the problems. I'm dealing with the problems in my company. I'm dealing with the problems in that company. I was doing all of that. I would call, instead of calling them and say they need this and blah, 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 and calling them and say, y'all call them. I took it all on. And I was running it. Pastor, don't tell me about pressure. And we were successful. Enduring hardship. Endure. How many knows the Bible says don't quit in hardship? Don't complain in hardship. Don't, I mean, you got to be faithful. The Bible says the faithful man shall abound, live in the blessing of the Lord. The blessing is an empowerment to succeed whatever you're doing. And I was drawing my strength from the Lord. I'd have to get up and it was hard to say, this is the day that the Lord has made on Monday and on Tuesday, you know. Because, I mean, I got to expecting every job. And Travis started voicing it. But it was every job about it, you know. So I told Travis one day, I said, stop expecting it. Stop saying that. Stop expecting. See, he wasn't meaning nothing. It wasn't that he's bad. It's just if you're not careful, you know, day in and day out of challenges can turn your eyes away from the Lord and get your heart from being thankful and rejoicing and cause you to miss out on the open door. But anyhow, went on, and I don't know, that went on for 5, 6, 7 months, you know, and I was graced to do it. God was gracing me to do it, you know. And I mean, I was getting it all. I just had power up there with the door company, and I tell them what I need, and I need it tomorrow, you know. And I do it up there. I need it tomorrow. They'd say, well, next week we can get it. No, you're not going to get it next week. Get it tomorrow. The Bible says the righteous just lay down when things ain't, no, they're bold. You got to renew your mind to that. Renew your mind to that. Get in there and renew your mind till I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and I'm bold. And it don't add that you've got a bad attitude with it and you're mean as a snake, snappy, short, right? It don't say that. It just said bold, you know. Well, you know, went on there, I guess, about 6 months. See, if you're following the Lord, and you say you're following the Lord, then he's going to lead you. He's going to give you direction. He's going to speak to you. He's going to make it clear what he wants you to do. Not up here, but you'll just know in here, this is what I got to do. See, we're to be led out of our inner man, not our head. My head thinks I need a better job because they're not paying me enough. But my heart in the Bible says, he says, give and it shall be given. He didn't say go hunt another better paying job. Right? God knows where you're at. God knows exactly where you're at. God knows exactly the plans. He knows exactly the future that you're going to walk in if you follow him. And I can tell you one thing, it's good. And he ain't left anybody out. But anyways, all of a sudden the Lord told me to stop handling that. And I mean, when that hit me, and I'm like, glory to God, I'm done with that. I'm done. I told Travis, I'm not running these three. I'm not running them anymore. So I started putting it off on them, and I've been good ever since. Ooh, yeah. Let them handle all them. I believe God graced me for a period there because they were pressed. They're Christians too. And their company was pressed and in trouble. And I believe I was the favor of God, me and Travis, and my bunch. I believe we were the favor of God, and boy, we scored some money. I'm telling you, black God, we made some money. I mean, big money. Well, that's where Revelation, where John 10:10 comes in. He said, Jesus come in and he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly to the full till it overflows. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. The Proverbs 10:22. These scriptures I'm quoting you, you need to have them in your heart. He says, I would that you prosper even as your soul prospers. See, you don't need to go out there when you get in trial and say, well, devil, I can tell you, that sermon Brother Scotty preached Wednesday, that's what I'm telling you. He'll be like, are you serious right now? You can't be serious. You don't even know the word, man. What was that? What was that sermon? See, these sermons ain't what's going to keep you going. These sermons are to inspire you to dig in the Word, dig into the Lord, stand, get renew your mind to it, but God, where you don't think poverty, sickness, and lack is going. Look, we're not supposed to be took out of here. Christians are not by sickness and disease. We're just waiting on whatever hits us to take us out of here, Mac. That's not in the Scripture. My mama, she had enlarged heart. She had sugar diabetes. I don't know what all she had. Congestive heart failure, all of that stuff. And I went in there and I would sit and I would tell her, none of this is going to take you out if you don't let it. You're going to go when you get ready to go, Mom. Not this stuff taking you out. Well, you know what? My mama had all that. And she wouldn't let go of the Word of God. And I wouldn't let go of it. I stayed in agreement with her, praise God, and she told my sister, best I can remember that morning, tell Scotty I love him, and went home to be with the Lord. Is that right? That's right, ain't it? While I was preaching that morning. Hallelujah. Well, they didn't none of that take her out. She just went home to be with the Lord. She was in a coma, and that didn't take her out. But you know what? I had to stand on the Word of God with her. And I had to hear from the Lord and do what the Lord told me to do. That's what He'll do for you. I mean, you need to be fasting about your roof and my roof and this church. Right? Believe in God. Me and Teresa believed God for a roof. We didn't have no money. We believed God for a tin roof. We wanted a tin roof. We didn't want any roof. We wanted a tin roof. We didn't have no money to get a tin roof. We come out of 2007, 8, 9, and 10. I lost $300,000 or $400,000. I lost $150,000 first year, a couple of $100,000 the next year gross overall in my business. It went, I'm like, where's the bottom? Looked like I was going to lose everything, hallelujah. That's when you gotta. That's when you gotta turn and look at God. That's when you gotta turn and look at God. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I had to do some adjusting in it, and that's when I learned that I wasn't in faith in a lot of stuff. And I made up my mind when I came out of that. But God, I'm gonna examine myself to see if I'm in faith in stuff. I don't want to find out I'm not in faith when all hell hits me. Praise God, hallelujah. And so I thought, man, whoo, you can confess all you want, praise God, but you better be in faith, right? And when it's coming out of a heart of faith that you really are trusting the Lord, that devil can't do nothing with that guy or that girl or that child. He can't even do nothing with Aiden if he's in faith. 8 years old. He can't do nothing with, nobody like that, praise the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord. The Lord blessing. See, and I heard the church for years, they'd say, whoo, I got the blessing. They got a car. The Lord quickened me somehow, whether it's through a preacher or whatever, that the blessing's not a thing. It's not house. It's not money. It's not cars. It's not none of that. The blessing is an empowerment to have success in every one of those areas. Hallelujah. Give me that Proverbs 28:20, Beth. I looked up the word steal. It said, take another person's property without permission. It's all about Satan. Kill, to put an end or to stop or cause failure or defeat. He does that all the time to you. Destroy, to put an end to the existence of. I mean, I can't think of the times that Satan has tried to get me to quit serving the Lord. I mean, just multitudes of times. What's the use? Nobody's serving him. Nobody cares. I mean, he'll use anything he can use to come at you, to get you to abandon the blessing. Because if you walk with Jesus, you will succeed and you will prosper and your life will just get better and better and better as you walk. If you serve Him, if you fast and you pray and you seek the Lord, hallelujah, your life will just get better. Proverbs, it says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. I looked up the word blessing and it says God's favor. And I thought, man, a faithful man. Mac, you're faithful on Wednesday night. faithful to the thing up yonder, nursing home, blessing those people. Serving, that's part of your serving Jesus. Faithful in the giving thing out here. Faith, all of you. But you know, he'll come to Mac and he'll tell Mac, well, make you feel guilty because you ain't in here with us ever. That's not God. To make you feel condemned, unworthy. You should do more. You should, you know. You look in here and you say, how is it God with you? You learn to do that. And then you walk a free man. Free from the devil. Because if it was bothering me, I'd tell you. But if it ain't bothering me, it ain't bothering God. So you just go bust his teeth out tonight. Hallelujah. He tells me all, not now, but used to, anybody would be better pastor than you are. I knew he was lying for telling me that. I was like, come on, man, you ain't that smart. If you're telling me I'm no good, you're a liar. Liars, you can't trust a liar, right? So if you find out it's Satan telling you something, he's a liar, so don't trust him. Hallelujah. But a faithful man shall abound with blessing. Hallelujah. And if you fit that other one, don't go after money. See it? But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. I don't serve money. I don't serve God's doors. I serve Jesus. I've told Jesus back down yonder when I was working for the other man, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you are first. I'm putting you first. I'm putting you first before I learned down there. First before, now a man, 6 days shall a man work. I knew what the Bible says. But when it come to the kingdom of God, I had to distinguish what's getting in the way of me serving God and what's not. And whatever was getting in the way of my convictions of the will of God in my life, that's the way you do, you deal with that. And God's grace and faith, that's a faithful man. That's a faithful man. You see somebody abound in the blessing, you'll see a faithful man or a faithful woman. If you see people walking in the blessing of the Lord, you'll see somebody that's faithful. They're faithful to tithe. They're faithful to give when God says. They're faithful to the Lord. They're faithful to forgive people. They're faithful. Look, the Word of God, see, God's not suspicious of me and you. I just hope they make it till the end of the week without blowing up on somebody. No, he believes his Word will hold you up. He believes, I remember Doris one time when she had her grandkids, they were little, and it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible that with their grandparents and Doris, you know, and just, it was very hard time for Doris. She loves those kids and all of that, you know, and it was just very tough at that time. And it was just, she was miserable and all of that stuff, you know, and we'd pray for her and all of that stuff, and I'd bind the devil. And one day God told Teresa she's going to pray for her mom, you know. And, I mean, there wasn't really nothing we could do. I mean, you had other people involved. Well, anyhow, the Lord told Teresa, said, pray for, I think it was Jessica, wasn't it? Pray for their mama. And she had never thought. She said, I never thought about that. She prayed for that. God broke that thing, and she's trying to send the kids home at times, right? She got them way more all the time. Still got a good one, you know, but that was trying to destroy her, trying to get her bitter at those other folk. How many knows the Bible says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities? But you got to realize that Satan might be using people, and that might be a fact. But the truth is that mine and your battle is not with those folk. It's in the Lord. You fight your battle in the Lord. That's why you forgive. That's why when somebody does you wrong, you use 1 Corinthians 13. So you need to know that scripture. You don't need to just know financial scriptures. If your soul don't prosper, you're not going to prosper. He says, as your soul prospers. And so you need to know the scriptures where it says, take no account of the evil. Don't keep no account of it. Don't keep grudges in your heart. Well, they done me. They didn't do me. I mean, we all been done wrong. Every one of us in here, somehow, these kids will tell you, y'all do them wrong. Right? You won't let them go swimming. You won't let them get 10 pieces of gum. Won't let them chew gum in your nice car. Whatever the case. You ain't fair. I mean, you know. Well, you can't go around saying these kids, I'm going to slap them in the head. I'm going to, you know, don't keep an account of all of that. Just realize their trial's real. It might be a piece of bubble gum. But every one of us, too, somehow, if you live on this planet very long, you're going to be done wrong sometime or another. And sometimes you feel like you're done wrong when you ain't been done wrong. Right? But the Bible says, don't keep no account of the wrong done to you. A faithful man has God's favor on their lives. You'll be at the right place at the right time. I had a thought, and I'm not going to tell you the amount because it don't make no difference. But I had this thought this morning. Now, I got done with burning wood, so I put me in a unit, and I'm done cutting and busting and hauling and burning. I'm going in at 5 o'clock at dark and stay there, you know. I'm staying there at 5 instead of 8:30 getting. Yeah. And so I was going to get some cows. I felt like God wanted me to get cows. Now, I'm not just telling you, don't just take this as my story. Scotty's telling a story. I'm telling you I was seeking the Lord. I'm believing God to increase. You need to be believing God to increase. And the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. He'll line that thing up. You might not know how you're going to increase or what's going to increase you, but you don't have to. All you need to do is serve Him and believe Him to increase you. Believe Him to do it. You know, take the word, renew your mind, and believe God. Well, anyways, I went around saying it for a little while, and all them farmers, all them people that had cows, they, well, you know, you can't make no money with cows. There ain't no money in cows unless you can have 100 head or blah, 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 you know. And so I told the Lord, I said, well, Lord, I read in the Bible where they took coals, and you told them to stick a stick up when you fed them. Coals. Somebody doing a man wrong. Right? Did being done wrong in the Bible. He said, stick a stick up. He come out with the finest herd of anybody. I mean, all his come out. Praise God they come out. And so I'd read that in the Bible. So when I heard that, I thought, the word of God. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you're going to show me. You know, I can make money off of cows. And so anyhow, went on, got into cows. Now, there's challenges a lot of times in the blessing of the Lord when it's coming. Sometimes you got to work your faith, right? Sometimes you got to work your endurance. You got to don't quit in the middle of the hardship. Just because God put me in the garage door, oh, you're talking trouble. Ooh. Right in the middle of God's will, I've been in trouble for 30 years. Ooh. I'm still standing, yeah. I'm looking forward to this year and next year. Let the devil roar. Let him throw all he's got. Just let him. And you just tell him when he does, say, is that all you got? Is that it? But God, my wife does worse than that, devil. Praise the Lord. Don't say that. I'm just being funny there. But you know what? Praise God. That, you know, I had this thought today. Because I sold that one herd, and I prospered. And I raised this other small herd out of that herd. So what I gave for that herd, I made money off of. I kept these. And I had them, and I brought them all back together. I had them in another pasture, not going through the long story. So I brought them here. I let somebody else prosper off of them. For a couple of years. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Chest down. Shaking together. Running over, right? So I took that small herd. I let another brother prosper off of mine. Giving a calf. the girl calves. Well, when I got done, I brought them back over here, and I had this thought today while I was going to get the food, either going or coming, what I would sell them for. I only had 10 mamas, just a few. Well, I gave $4,500 for my whole herd when I first bought it, and then I added a few more cows. I had a little bit in it. But anyhow, I scored big time. I sold the whole herd, and it's a miracle at what I got for them. I'm telling you, it is just a bona fide miracle. Cash in a bag. So don't you tell me that God can't bring you out and prosper you and cause you to be a major blessing. Because he will do it. His word said, you're not just taking my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Go see what your father said about it. Go see about what the creator of the earth. He gave this earth to me and you. Scripture says the earth he gave to the sons of men. He gave it to us so we can raise watermelons and make money. We can raise tomatoes and we can sow seeds into the kingdom of God and prosper. Cause every person is created to worship him. Every person. They're not created. That's why they can't really have a life and can't see any meaning in life. Serving the Lord is where meaning comes from. Put that Psalms 115 up there. What was that Psalm 68:19 say, y'all remember? I just quoted it the other day for you. It says, bless the Lord who daily loads us up with benefits, even the God of our salvation. All the time, Sandy, when I used faith to get them cows, all the time I couldn't see how I could have a nice herd. All the time the odds were against me. The guy that was building my pasture fence quit and died. You know? And then a guy calls me up right in the middle of it and says, I heard you need some hay for your cows. And I didn't let it come out of my mouth. I didn't have cows. My fence was half finished, the 40 acres. And I thought, man, that's what faith is. So I said, yeah, I need some hay for my cows. I didn't have no cows. Richard, I didn't have none. I'm not going to say walk by faith and not by sight and then go out there and do opposite of what I'm preaching here. I'm going to do it. I'm not, that way I'm not coming preaching to you something that I don't know if it'll work or not. I'm going to preach that I know that'll work. And the Bible says, if I preach it, he says, the word being preached not mixed with faith profits nothing. So when we preach or you preach or whoever's preaching, mix our faith with the word of God and say glory to God and then walk. Faith without works is what? Dead. So if I have faith that I'm going to get cows or you're going to sell buildings or you whatever, you go into the top, you may own a machine shop one day. You don't want it. It may be, you know, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, if I believe that, then I'll go ahead and get my hay, Mac. I had that hay delivered and it wasn't too long. I finished that fence by the grace of God and my cows came. And you know what? I'm just done with them. But I scored. I'll tell you in a few months down there. Because some of you in the financial, well, give me some. Nope. Nope, nope. It took me years to believe God to get here. And if you'll do it, the Bible says, follow after those who through faith and patience, endurance, inherit the promises. Pattern yourself after them. Not judging. We don't judge among ourselves. No, but we can pattern. Tithe. Pray God, hallelujah. It wasn't nothing for me. Teresa, I told Teresa I went and throw that money in there. I didn't have time. I got to come to church tonight. I ain't got time to count money. And so I throwed it in there, and she goes in there at the desk counting the money to make sure, because I didn't go take time to count it out there. It's in a big bag. So I'm like, well, count that, make sure it's in there. Well, I told the two guys, I said, you count it? Yeah. You count it? Yeah. We had so-and-so to count it. We counted it three times. I said, okay, if you counted it and you counted it, then it's all in there. I said, if it ain't all in there when I count it, then I'm going to call you. I said, and then what you're going to do then is you're going to give me what's not in there. I said, that's fair, ain't it? Yeah. I said, because I done told y'all I got church tonight and I got to go. Poof, got my money and left. So anyway, I'll tell Teresa, count that, and make sure that it's all there. Well, she did, and it was all there, you know. Because I thought to myself, I'm not going to be on money. I'm about God. I'm about y'all. I love y'all. And I don't want to be full of nothing and come here. And you shouldn't want to be full of everything in the world and come here and us have to work our way into the presence of the Lord. We need to come into this house because our mind's renewed to the Word of God out there. And anything you got a question, go to the Word of God. You know, it's a problem when you ain't got no money. But it's a problem when you got a bunch. Because you got to figure out what God wants you to do with it. So I told Teresa, I said, well, I mean, you can think of a lot. Yeah, go get me a truck, a car. I've been deprived my whole life. That's what Satan will tell you. You've been deprived your whole life. You need to reward yourself. No, you need to look in here and say, God, what do I want? What do I need? What do I do, Lord? I'm acknowledging you in all this so that Satan don't steal that way. Hallelujah. Man, y'all getting about five sermons in one 45-minute session. Hallelujah. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank him for his word. I truly do. But I heard that about you, Johnny. Johnny will tell you, go the word. What's the word say? Or the word says this. Or the word says that. I told Travis, I said, you're fortunate. I said, that I co-signed with you. Because the Bible says don't do it. Mom wouldn't have let me do it, but I told him, I said, but it was a little different. I wanted to help you up. And then he was late on the payments. Whew, that was terrible. It wasn't bothering me because if the Lord tells me to get something, all that stuff don't matter. You know, if God's telling you to go a route, all the odds can be against you and you stand firm. You in your heart to the Lord, you know. But when he got, wasn't in, see, people, when you co-sign with them, they're like, Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn. It's late, it ain't bothering me none. Sure it ain't, you know. But when he got everything on his own money, he told Beth, don't miss the payment. Oh, I mean, he's Johnny on the money, boy. Don't let that credit score drop. Don't let your identity be in your credit score. Let your identity be in. Mine's probably nothing right now because I quit borrowing. I bet you I can check my credit score, Mac, right now, and it's probably zero. I mean, now you get a credit card, your credit score goes up. That's backwards. It used to be after you get the credit card, make your payments on time for 6 months, then your credit score goes up a point. Now it's like get four credit cards at one time and your credit score goes, woo, and you're going, victory's mine. And then you go over, and then before you know it, you're like, 39% interest? That is terrible. And I've got $5,000 on that one. Ha! Charging me $65 a month interest plus the payment. Don't get no credit cards. If you do, pay them off every month. We've been maxed out. Don't say, well, the Lord, they're going to send them to you in the mail. The devil pays for them stamps. I'm telling you right now, he anoints them people. They spend millions of dollars. A stamp's 85 cents, ain't it? How much is it? 75. And they send out 300 or 400 letters probably a month. 75 cents per stamp. And send it out pre-qualified. $7,000. You know how come I know? Boy, Lord, you've blessed me where I can get a credit card, Lord. And then I had $7,000 on. I'm like, the devil did it. That was the devil hooked me. No, it was not. He tempted you, and I was drawn away of my own lust. And then enticed by the devil. My own desire. I still got it. That sucker, he pulled it on me one time over here about a year or two ago when they drawn it out. I was paid for the internet. Let the church pay me back, you know. And I thought, whoo, I got the victory. Nothing on it. Year after year after year. And then all of a sudden I get a bill and I'm like, what? You can't be serious. I've not used that. And finally figured out it was the website thing up there. Praise the Lord. I still got it in my wallet, $7,000. It belongs to me. Well, see, if I belong to it says, come out. Take it out. Put them glasses. Get your gas. You can pay it later. Oh, go in the grocery store. Yeah, just get groceries. That way we can get more today. We can get, boy, I'm telling you, he uses this garbage on God's people. And before you know it, they're so far in debt. I've been there. Felt deprived, Mac. Had never had nothing. Then Satan tried to get me to do Travis. So he's not going to have to live like I did. Boy, I want him to lavish him of, not have to experience that. No, he needs to experience some of that. That's why God had to go, cha-ching. I got to back him up a little. He thought he was God's gift to women. I mean, seriously. Using that Will Smith stuff. But look what a fine young man he is. He turned in there to the Lord, started following the Lord, humble, humility. Praise God. Finally got Beth a nice ride, you know. Hallelujah. But you know what it says? Ye that trust, fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. That's me. I take it. I took it back 30 years ago. I learned this scripture 30 years ago. He blessed me both small and great. He said, he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that reverence the Lord, both small and great. The Lord spoke to me because I was small. I didn't have nothing, man. Nothing but some dreams. And I seen that and I was like, Lord, it says both small and the ones that's great. He said, I didn't leave nobody out. Just quicken me on the inside. And I thought, oh, even when I come to greatness, he'll still bless me. You know, and so it gave me confidence for the millionaires and all of them that he had blessed them, and I preached the same word to them. He said, the Lord shall increase you what? More and more. You and your, I still stand on that scripture, that God will increase my son more and more. He said he would because I reverence him. Because I reverence the Lord. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are what? Blessed of the Lord. You're not trying to get blessed. You are already blessed. I thought like this because of the presence of the Lord in my life. When I worked down there, I'd been working there about 6 months. And I thought, this place needs me. I'm blessed. They need me. He needs me here. Well, I was turning on to work, wanted everything just right, you know. I started making that place money. Instead of sleeping under the bridge, taking it out, breaking the doors, mad. I started being diligent. Well, what was happening, I was becoming faithful, and God began to raise me up even there working under the other man. And he showed me, I believe that he had to move me from there because of the believing him. He couldn't raise me up there without hurting people. So he moved me out into my own business. God put me in my own business. And then he made it unlimited as what I could believe for. See, you can have anything you can believe God for. You can have it. God will quicken it to you. So you don't got faith. You've got no basis of faith without the Word of God. This right here gives me faith in the Lord that he's going to increase me more and more in my children. For 30 years, and I've seen him do it. I've seen the devil try to take him out. I've seen him surround him with people that wasn't like-minded going after the Lord. I've seen it work on him for a short period of time. Man, I stood my ground, and I didn't go to blah, 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 you know, let a negative confession come out of my mouth, what it looked like and sounded like. I went out there, and I fasted, and I prayed in tongues, and I told the Lord, I was telling the Lord, you will do what I told you. You told me you'd do. You said it, you said that if I would raise him up, that he'd not depart. And I heard Christians tell me that this is what the Bible don't say. Well, you know, the Bible says they'll depart. They're going to have to sow their oats, you know, but they'll return. And I told one guy when he quoted that way to me, I said, what Bible you got? You know, because my Bible just don't say that. Well, no matter what it looked like, Travis, or what it looks like for your kids, don't let your believing change based on what you're experiencing. Because, see, that's critical right there, what I just said. Travis had a motorcycle wreck and wrecked motorcycle. I started out the door, and Teresa told me, she said, don't open your mouth and say nothing contrary. I said, I won't. No matter what it looks like or nothing. Well, I got up there, and it looked bad. Helmet's busted in half and all of that stuff, you know. And I went up there, but I was just confident in the Lord. Praise God, no matter what it is, everything's going to be okay. Romans 8:28, he says he works all things together for the good. And I saved him $65,000 by going up there. They was going to ship him in a helicopter. And Mama needed got a bill, or Mama got a bill. I don't know what it was, $60,000. See, when you're in there in faith, then when things happen, praise God, you don't start moving the wrong direction. And you stand firm, and then God can do that. He can increase you more and more. So I want to encourage you, get in the Word. I beefed it up on my, I'm about 2 years behind, Mac, on my church reading with y'all. And I done repented. You know, y'all do it every day, and I ain't been doing it every day for years. And so I'm doing it every morning. I'm reading my chapter every morning. And I've done been consistent now for a couple of weeks, and I'm not going to quit. I've been saying I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And then I'll have this thought, well, read it after work. And I'm like, I'm doing it now. I can do all things through Christ. Because Samantha's told me you can get lax, you know. And I'm... And then before you know it, you ain't read it, praise the Lord. So, praise God. Believe God to increase you. Believe him to take nothing and increase you. Told Aubrey and Aiden, I'm just giving them a little vision. Well, they made $200 a piece last summer off of that little produce stand, you know. And it made $600. So I told them, I said, God can increase it. We believe in this year to make more than what we made last year off of that over the season, praise the Lord. Well, those two little row of squash, maybe $3, has done made about $150. Just off of that little bit of squash and a few cucumbers, praise. Tomatoes ain't come in, the okra ain't come in, and the increase is on it. And they're going to see it. Teaching them to believe God to increase them. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father.